We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Marble columns, and it's so beautiful and so rich. He's not going to say, darling, we finally arrived. Now we can go with the majority. He's going to do what's right. He's going to do what's right. I know, Jason. You need Jason.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shiny star.
And thank you once again, Mr. President. Thank you, Frankie Lane, the golden throat of Blazing Saddles fame. Love to hear that old theme song, one we used for so many years in the Carolinas, and that's why it's so nice to be back. I am the talk show host, formerly known as Congressman Jason Lewis, filling in for Vince today and tomorrow. Vince, obviously, back on Thursday. Wish him well. He's always doing well, old Vince. I know him from many, many years ago, but it's always nice to be back and talking with my friends in the Carolinas. By the way, the contact line does remain the same, 1-800-928-1110. That's 1-800-928-1110. Now, there's something going a little bit under the radar screen with all the talk of the hurricanes and the crime and all of this, and that is the continuing resolution that needs to be passed by Friday or the government shuts down. Now, I happen to be one of those Reaganite Republicans that says, you know, let them shut it down and see if anybody notices. But again, those Republican consultants I've been telling you about, warning you about, are terrified of a government shutdown because it doesn't poll well. That may have been true when you had someone as competent as Bill Clinton as an adversary. But what we have in the White House now is the most incompetent, senile administration in history. Joe Biden's not running the country, and I think everybody knows it. But the people that are pulling the strings are just as incompetent in many ways. I mean, look at where the economy is right now, right? So I'm not altogether certain that the Republicans shouldn't hold a firm hand on this come Friday and extract some sort of victory by not being willing to vote for a continuing resolution. Now, again, Democrats have the majority in the House for now, so they can get it through there, notwithstanding Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger voting with the Democrats, as they always do. There's a couple of good stories about those folks in my book, Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. You'd enjoy. Check it out. But the Senate, is, as usual, is going to be where it's going to fail or pass. And there you've got, you know, these 14 infrastructure Republicans who voted for Biden's ridiculous infrastructure deal, human infrastructure for Pete Buttigieg's babysitter or whatever. So we'll see. They don't like government shutdowns in Washington. Probably won't happen. But understand where we are right now economically, and it goes right back to essentially to a sovereign debt crisis that this nation is approaching. We have printed so much money in the COVID relief era that literally, until the Fed started to tighten, the dollar was flat on its back. We had no ability to pay back what we owe in debt. Understand, we now have a $30 trillion debt in the United States. We have borrowed $30 trillion. That's larger than the entire economy. There's no way to pay that down. And if we can't pay our debts, you get a sovereign debt crisis, a run on the dollar, and we turn into Venezuela overnight. And it all results from spending. But economically, and this is what's really going to drive the election, and so that's why I say Republicans could easily say, we're not going to help the Biden administration do one more thing. Why would we help them when fuel oil is up 107%, gasoline is up 48%, airfare is up 38%, ground beef 14%, electricity up 15%, groceries in general 12%, new cars and new trucks 13%. Households are paying, according to Moody Analytics, $460 per month more to buy the same amount of goods and services before this inflationary spiral hit. So why would you want to reward the government by keeping it open by passing another continuing resolution? Now, the way it's supposed to work, of course, is you have authorizing committees. You have basically 13 committees that pass 13 bills that keeps the government discretionary funding running from day to day or year to year. Think of it as a cup of coffee. The authorizing committees pass the cup, and then the appropriators fill in the amounts. All of that's supposed to be done through these 13 bills and then vetted, and then each one passed. They never do it. So you come to the end of the fiscal year on September 30th, and you've got none of these 13 bills passed. We got pretty close to regular order when I was in Congress in the 115th, first 2 years of the Trump administration, but they're nowhere near it now. So what do they have to do? Well, let's just wrap them all into one and sign a big omnibus bill with a Christmas tree laden spending on it, or pass a continuing resolution. It is total dysfunction. And the dysfunction is manifest by spending. Understand this, and this is to give you an idea how bankrupt the nation is right now. We literally are spending so much. We didn't have one COVID relief bill. We didn't have two COVID relief bills. We didn't have three or four. We had five COVID relief bills, which are now mired in fraud. There's a massive nonprofit fraud in the Twin Cities called Feeding Our Future, which basically took the COVID relief money and bought mansions and cars for the corrupt people running it. No one was vetting this stuff. We spent $6 trillion on this stuff. Now, think about this for a moment. When I was in Washington in the 115th, the entire federal budget was about $4.1 trillion. We spent more on that in COVID relief. The Biden budget for the next fiscal year is well over $6 trillion again. So you say, well, how does that explain inflation? Why am I going bankrupt here? Why are mortgage rates going up? I can't afford a house. I've been priced out of that. If you're a young person, you've been priced out of a home. You've been priced out of healthcare. You've been priced out of college. What did the Biden administration want to do? They want to bail out the universities and colleges by paying off student loans who are getting gouged by the trustees. It is spend, 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 buy votes, buy votes, buy votes. Here's a newsflash for you. University professors tend to vote Democrat. Ergo, we're going to bail out university professors. Didn't see that one coming. Here's why it's turned into a Jimmy Carter stagflation malaise. You literally could not take $6 trillion out of the economy by taxing it or borrowing it in the span of a year. It would destroy, interest rates would be 30%. Everybody's taxable income or after-tax income would be slashed. So what did they do? They printed the money. The Federal Reserve started buying up assets. They became the lender of first resort, not last resort. They bought up mortgage documents. They bought up bonds. They bought up T-bills, which is their usual methodology. And they threw $6 trillion into the economy without increasing production. There aren't more groceries. There aren't more cars. They're just more money. The net result of that, as Milton Friedman told us, is always inflation. But what's interesting is it's inflation plus stagnation. We'll get to that when we come back. Stick around. I'm Jason Lewis on The Vince Coakley Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've got Stan in Fort Mill waiting. We'll get to Stan in a second. And the rest of the calls at 1-800-928-1110. Great to be back in the Carolinas with you. I am Jason Lewis, former congressman, former talk show host, and now author of Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power, Politics, and the Partisan Press. It's all in the book as to how we got here and how we get out. Hope you can pick it up at Barnes & Noble or wherever ebooks are sold. Understand that we have the worst case scenario when it comes to the economy. And Stan, I'll explain it in a second, but I'll explain it right now, then we'll get to Stan. And that is, you've got your foot on the gas with regard to monetary policy. We're printing money, creating fiat money, dropping money out of helicopters. But you've got your foot on the brake with regards to production. And you can't have real demand in the economy without production. Think about a barter economy. You can't trade somebody for something if you don't have something to trade with. You've got to produce first. And the left thinks, oh, no, we're going to put these people on welfare. We're going to give them COVID relief money. We're going to print money and give it to them. And then that demand will jumpstart the economy. But wait a minute. Right now, the civilian labor participation workforce rate is at an all-time low. I wouldn't say all-time low, but one of the lowest levels, 62%. We have low unemployment only because people have opted out of the workforce and the labor statistics do not count them in the pool. So how do we have low unemployment, yet high inflation, and yet we're in a recession? Stagflation. Easy money and no production. So Biden wants to tax and regulate people. They want to hand out dollars. People are still getting their PPP and businesses PPP, but they're still on the dole, as it were. So they're not working. Well, if fewer people are working and there's less production, but there's more money circulating, regardless of velocity, then you've got a recipe for low growth and high prices, something the Keynesian or Phillips curve adherent said was impossible. Well, if you've got easy money and a lot of demand, you should have high growth. It's impossible what you're saying, Lewis. We've got it just like in the Jimmy Carter days. And until you encourage production, encourage oil and gas leasing, encourage energy production, encourage people going back to work, cut people off of welfare, cut taxes, deregulate, production will not catch up with the money supply. And you're going to have this phenomenon. And it is bankrupting American families right now. Stan in Fort Mill, South Carolina. You're on the Vince Coakley Show with me, Jason. How are you? Earth to Stan. I don't hear Stan. Now we're losing you or something. Let's try. Stan, are you there? Yeah.
I am here.
All right. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. What I wanted to ask you about is, as I'm watching the situations that we have movies in, and situational comedies on TV and the products I see advertising being advertised, at some point, since I would say probably the average person, they say, has lost about $7,000 of income in the last 2 years, or it cost them that much more, at some point, that is not going to reflect the reality that most people are experiencing. How do you see that changing in the future?
Right. No, you're exactly right. And if you, and this is why the tail end of my book is called "And the Partisan Press," right?
Mm-hmm.
The press has been gaslighting people into thinking that we've had more hurricanes when we've had less. That Biden is competent. That Russia was that Trump was a Russian spy. Almost everything they've said has been a lie, and they continue to gaslight. And they do that because it doesn't connect. It doesn't compute, to your point exactly. They're saying, and the Biden administration is saying, why? Well, we've got low unemployment. You need, families are going bankrupt. How is this possible? So the reason they're gaslighting is the very reason you bring up, and that is they know we've never been in more dire straits than we are. And I have to say something about when you talk about advertising agencies, and I've dealt with them in broadcasting for 30 years. They are as liberal as it gets. If you've got a big company that wants to create a commercial for big pharma, it will be woke. It will be woke. It's shocking how woke they are. I don't have to tell you, our institutions have been overhauled. Look at what happened to the Atlanta Braves. They got their comeuppance when they, or not, or they gave their comeuppance when they won the series, and they're up against it again. But you've got Delta and Coca-Cola and all the rest basically gone woke. Our institutions, from education to corporate media to corporations in general, we got to quit carrying the water for big corporations because they are not our friends. To Wall Street, private equity, BlackRock. The massive fund on Wall Street is leading the charge for environmental investing, or ESG, right? Environmental social governance, which is bankrupting pension funds because you're not getting a fiduciary responsibility and a higher return. So you're quite right. The question really, Stan, is whether there are enough Americans left who rise up and are willing to fight the empire. And we're going to get an inclination of that come November. But I'm not 100% certain. It's not like it in 1979 or 80 during the Reagan Revolution when people stood up to Carter and said enough is enough, right?
Yeah, when they do the polls and you hear 39% support Biden, that's not very comforting. Yeah, where are there 39% that want this?
Name me one element of your life. Of your life that's improved since the Democrats took control of Congress in 2019 or Joe Biden was elected. Life expectancy is down to 76 years, the largest drop over the last 2 years in a century. Children have been attacked under the COVID isolation rules. Gender transitioning for kindergartners? Maybe. Okay, fifth graders. Worst drop in fourth grade test scores. Mortgage rates are over 6%. Gasoline prices have doubled. Crime is at historic highs. Parents are domestic terrorists. China's bio warfare goes unpunished. The largest decrease in real average hourly earnings. This ought to be a sweep. But
it should. But you know, honestly, Jason, we talk about like North Korea, Iran, China, Russia. But I think the biggest threat to our constitutional republic is our own federal government.
Well, you know what? didn't Khrushchev say we will bury you and never fire a shot?
Yes.
I mean, our institutions have been corrupted. It is not just the government. They're a reflection of it.
Yes.
But you've got to start standing up to the local school board.
Jason, every time I get a chance.
All right. Stan, thanks. And we got to start boycotting some of these people. And everywhere you turn has gone woke. Again, Republicans need to quit carrying the water for Wall Street and big corporations. They are not our friends. They don't. My Senate opponent in Minnesota in 2020 was financed by big business. We're the party of small business. We're the movement of small business, the working man and woman, trades. That's the key here. Anyway, got to move. I'm Jason Lewis. You're on The Vince Coakley Show. And all in the Carolinas. So nice to be back. As you know, I did a number of years in WBT or at WBT in Charlotte, but great to be in Greenville and across the Carolinas as well. The contact line, however, remains the same, even though the host may change for a day or so. 1-800-928-8255. 1110. That's 1-800-928-1110. You can find more about me at jasonlewis.substack.com or pick up a copy of my book, Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press, What I Saw on Capitol Hill when I was a member of the 115th Congress. And a little something that you may want to explore on the radio or off, and that is what I saw on the campaign trail in 2020 in Minnesota. Minnesota's got a lot of answering to do, folks. They've exported, literally, it started here. The defund the police movement actually started with my opponent and the governor of Minnesota in 2020 when George Floyd was killed. Essentially, the Twin Cities, a metro area of almost 3 million people, burned. Now, not the whole Twin Cities, but downtown Minneapolis was on fire. That moved to St. Paul. More damage in this community than ever before. The third police precinct was burned to the ground, and the governor said defended his decision not to engage. Trump demanded the National Guard finally. All throughout that summer of riots, I was trying to campaign. The president was with me in Minnesota. We were going to pick off Minnesota. I was neck and neck in a poll. The president had lost Minnesota only by 1.6 points in 2016. We thought we could do it. So how did my opponent react? Well, naturally, we had new COVID election rules. We had to have early voting. Everybody had to stay home and mail in ballots. Now, even Jimmy Carter and James Baker admitted in 2005 that the methodology for voting most prone to shenanigans are mail-in ballots. Are you sitting down, friends? In 2020, 1.9 million, 60% of the votes cast in Minnesota were absentee or mail-ins. It wasn't election day, it was election season. There was no witness requirement. You could gather three ballots from any number of people. The Secretary of State, a partisan, kept extending the election deadlines. Those were the COVID voting rules that saved my opponent and saved the Democrats in Minnesota and across the country in 2020. And that's why H.R. 1, the Democrat bill that was introduced to have the federal government take over elections from the states, basically implements all the COVID voting rules. We don't even have voter ID in Minnesota. You can show up on election day with a utility bill or with someone who will vouch for you and you can vote. Same day registration. But there's no voter fraud or anything like that. I don't want you to think that. You can't say that. Otherwise, you're an election denier and the FBI is going to pay you a visit. So when the riots broke out, however, and everybody was locked down, in something, by the way, that parents of children who are suffering mental anguish from total isolation should never, ever forgive the COVID Fauci lockdown lunatics. I want to be clear about this. God may forgive these people. I will never forgive them. You had seniors in high school. You had freshman members of college. You had those years taken away from them. They can never return. You had elementary students who suffered immensely scholastically. We now have data to show that, with the NAEP test scores from fourth graders in historic drop. But more than all of that, we did something to America's young that we won't even do to the rioters or prisoners. We put them in social isolation. We told them they couldn't kiss grandma goodbye. They couldn't visit their loved ones. They couldn't gather at church or in Thanksgiving. All the while, Dr. Fauci and Gavin Newsom were doing whatever the hell they wanted. What we did to young people with these forced lockdowns, which we now know definitively did not have any effect. The virus was going to take its course no matter. In fact, there's been study after study from Denmark, Finland, Sweden, who did not do lockdowns, did not do mask mandates, that had no difference in the correlation of the virus. Instead of going after a country that unleashed biowarfare, and that's what it would have been called 30 years ago, they lied about the leak, then they lied about their containment strategy. Instead of doing that, We were coddling China. We were outsourcing to China. And we were locking down America. And the byproduct of that, was new COVID voting rules. Can you start to see COVID has a life preserver for Democrats? I sure did. I had an opponent in my 2020 Senate race, like I told you, in Minnesota, who said we ought to have more righteous protest in the middle of the riot. Senator Tina Smith, the most radical senator in the United States Senate, and hopefully Ted Budd, Lindsey Graham should, hard to say whether he will, but hopefully Ted Budd will be an offset. Tina Smith said on the Senate floor, there's something wrong with the role police play in society. Year and a half later, we have total chaos throughout America. A crime wave we haven't seen since the 1960s. I would argue it's far worse than that. We defunded the police from Seattle to Portland to LA to Minneapolis, you name it. This is not a safe country anymore. And it is a direct result of the lack of response during the Minneapolis riots that we sadly have exported to the Carolinas and the rest of the country. This is the insanity that is on the ballot in 6 weeks. And if you can't do something about this now, I'm not certain when we will. Stick around. I'm Jason Lewis on the Vince Coakley Show. All right, final segment today. Jason Lewis in, former congressman from Minnesota and former talk show host in the Carolinas. Good to be back. Kind of wrapping things up for a Tuesday. Vince Coakley is out today and tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow and then Vince back on Thursday. So good to have you along for the ride. Don't forget, the contact line remains the same. 1-800-928-1110 has always. You know, I've had a unique perspective, I have to say. I don't care whether you're in Greenville or in Greater Manhattan. We're at a point. In fact, I wrote this in a newsletter on Substack. If you want to read my newsletters, you can go to jasonlewis.substack.com. A recent newsletter said, "A nation on the brink." And I really do believe we're on the brink. We're on the brink internally. We're on the brink where, think about this for a moment. We're mired in a war in Eastern Europe when China is clearly the major threat, and we've got 2 million people across the border, right? We've got crime out of control in the country, and yet parents are domestic terrorists. Did you hear the story about the pastor? This was a pastor, I can't remember where it was now, but he's a Catholic pastor, 7 kids, right? And he vehemently opposes abortion. In a free country, you used to be able to have that thought. By the way, speaking of media gaslighting, I got to get this in. There has not been one state in the United States since the Dobbs decision, not one, that has banned all abortions. And yet, if you read the Wall Street Journal news reports, New York Times, MSNBC, The Atlantic, CNN, you name it. They all talk about in their headlines, in the first paragraph of their stories, Indiana, West Virginia, ban all abortions. I want to be as clear and crisp as I can. They are lying. Not one state has banned all abortions. All of those states have massive exemptions for rape, incest, the health of the mother, all the way to 4 months, 15 weeks. Not quite 4 months, but close. And yet, They'll tell you that these states are banning abortions. This is how partisan the press has become. They are gaslighting you. They are misleading you. As I say, in normal circumstance, with everything gone to hell in a handbasket, this would be a Republican sweep of historic proportions come November. But you're being fed false information on a daily basis. By almost every, save for just a couple of exemptions, every member of the media. Trust me, I know. I was in Washington, D.C. when they were telling everyone that Russia, that Trump was a Russian spy. I knew it was a lie. But you couldn't get out from under the cacophony of misinformation from the press. And those lies were traveling around the globe before I could get out my congressional office door. So we are truly, truly a nation on the brink. And as I say, this pastor's case is a perfect example. Here's a guy that was vehemently opposed to abortion. It's a free country, free thought. So legally, he can't go on the property of a Planned Parenthood clinic, but he can protest on the sidewalk on public property. Now get this. I don't know about you, but I have not seen too many FBI raids of BLM or Antifa, which is an interstate racketeering organization. And yet, this guy protests on the sidewalk. This pastor is raided with guns drawn by 25 to 30 heavily armed FBI agents for, quote, are you ready for this? Blocking access to a reproductive health care clinic, a federal crime. A federal crime. But the protesters in 2020, they get bailed out. George Soros sees to that. This is insanity. Now, what set this off ostensibly was this pastor was praying on the sidewalk. Some pro-abortion thug, to be honest with you, starts harassing his 12-year-old, spewing out the most vile language possible. He gets in his face. The pastor comes up and says, get out of my 12-year-old's face, and shoves him. He does shove him. The local authorities investigated, nothing here. There wasn't even a charge leveled. Nothing. A week or two later, the FBI show up in a raid a la Roger Stone. Now, you tell me whether that's justice or whether it's perversion. There is something desperately wrong with a nation that declares that guy a threat, but Antifa and BLM not a threat. Something wrong with a nation that responds that way, that consolidates power in a corrupt bureaucracy at the DOJ. And that it is corrupt. I can tell you that flat out. That's why we're a nation on the brink. That's why November is so important. The corruption of our institutions, where we used to look for a nonpartisan execution of the law, is something new to this country. And it's something I don't think a self-governing republic can withstand if it continues. And that's why, and again, without promoting the book too much, but that's why you've got to read Party Animal. Because I've got an entire chapter in this book on what I saw in Washington when I was in Congress in this Russian collusion hoax. It's called From Russia with Love, and it details how this was all a fabrication of the Democrat media complex. And that's really what it is. Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex. We now have the Democrat media complex. So you can get it online at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at any place, Amazon, where ebooks are sold. But I encourage you to read it because it is a documentation, an accounting of how we got to where we are, how we have arrived at a point where a sitting president can declare half the country has MAGA Republicans and a threat. Party Animal, the truth about President Trump, power politics, and the partisan press. By me, Jason Lewis. Pick it up today. I'll see you tomorrow right back here. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.